anti-Brexit campaigner, voters pick, easily misled. Not capable of making complex decisions. By Jack Montgomery on May 31, 2019. The anti-Brexit activist behind Boris Johnson's prosecution for allegedly lying about how much money the EU takes from Britain agreed voters were thick and easily lied to or misled and suggested they were incapable of making complex decisions. Sitting down with Tom Slater, now of Spiked, in August 2016. It was put to Marcus Ball, 29, that the underlying argument of you and your campaign is that people are thick. They're easily lied to, they're easily misled. Yeah. He cut in with an unhesitating smirk. Expanding on the theme, he later suggested that our education system sucks and that people are not capable of making these hugely complex decisions. That's why we have elected officials, according to The Telegraph. The question of why the public should be allowed to decide who their elected officials should be if they are not capable of forming a view on the issues those elected officials will be deciding was left unclear. Although EU membership does resolve the conundrum somewhat by taking huge swathes of policy control away from elected officials and placing them in the hands of unelected technocrats in Brussels. Mr. Ball's own honesty has come under the spotlight since a judge decided to entertain his prosecution and command Johnson to appear before the courts, with reports alleging that he spent a portion of the almost £430,000 he crowdfunded to pursue the case on himself, including a luxury flat complete with a private gym, as well as self-defense classes, hotel rooms and even dozens of branded cupcakes. I chose a building which had security staff, security cameras outside and inside, as well as fitness facilities on site. Some people may criticize me for spending so much on rent, but I don't regret this decision, he stated bluntly. By protecting myself, I protect our work, he suggested. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.